A special Jacksonville task force on civil rights history turned in its final report last month. Some residents are hoping its recommendations spur a revival in one of the city's most storied black neighborhoods. Cars whiz by what looks at first like a vacant city block off Lee Street in downtown's La Villa neighborhood. Lloyd Washington approaches a set of historic markers cordoned off with chains and posts.
We're working on it. Hopefully we want to make this into a place to, when you come to Jacksonville, you want to stop here.
It may not look like much right now, but this is the birthplace of James Weldon Johnson. Washington, who heads the Durkeyville Historical Society, says Johnson and his brother John's contributions to American history haven't always been given their proper due, certainly not in their hometown.
For some reason here in Jacksonville, it's a blank.
The musical Johnson brothers were best known for writing what became known as the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. 3 years ago, Washington helped get the site designated as a park. Now he wants $3 million to expand it to the entire block, build a replica of the home, and erect statues. He says it's a race against time.
Unfortunately, all of our other thriving colored neighborhoods have been forgotten and replaced. So hopefully, this is our last stand, and hopefully we can bring this to fruition.
The story of the Johnson brothers' home is the story of La Villa. By the 1990s, what was once known as the Harlem of the South, a bustling place with jazz clubs and a railroad station, was replaced with a highway and factories. Today, with just a handful of historic buildings remaining, the city is starting to look at redeveloping the area, but civil rights activists are wary of the plans. Rodney Hurst, who organized local lunch counter sit-ins in the 1960s, sat on Jacksonville's recent Civil Rights History Task Force.
It's unconscionable that the Downtown Investment Authority would develop or work on development and not have a strategy or not have some understanding of historic preservation. That is not something that just goes by the wayside. We've done that too often in Jacksonville.
The task force recommended the city designate a portion of La Villa as a protected civil rights historic district. But redevelopment is already in the works in the neighborhood. The Jacksonville Transportation Authority is finishing up its new transit center there, and hundreds of apartments are being built. DIA CEO Andre Wallace ruffled some feathers when he told the task force that new construction makes more economic sense than remodeling old structures. Ennis Davis is the editor-in-chief of the Jackson. He says development can be successful if it pays homage to the area's past.
People really don't understand what that true identity of the city is. And a part of that reason is because the city has always been majority black for most of its history, and black history has never really been respected.
Wallace says DIA's development strategy, including historic preservation, is a work in progress. But he says Lift Every Voice and Sing Park will feature prominently. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.